Freestyle Travel. Hey, everybody. This is the Freestyle Travel Show. I'm your host, Kenny Flannery, and I'm in Chico, California. That's where I am. A little bit gray out there, but feeling good. Been a little delay in between episodes because a lot has been going on, which I'm going to get into. Bulk of this episode, I'm going to tell you the story of Hopping, the Backpack and Beer Adventure. That's the show I just filmed with my buddy Nick. Took us about 3 weeks of filming all together. We went from, met up in Las Vegas, and went down through Arizona, California. Officially went to 11 breweries, interviewing, sampling beers, talking to brewers, filming all the hitchhiking in between. It's going to end up probably being about 7 episodes once it's all edited together. It's going to be really, really amazing, actually. It was a great time. Nick's first time hitchhiking, too. And, yeah, all around a good trip. So I'm going to get into a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff and exactly where we went to. But, yeah, since the last episode, I've been a bunch of spots. So I was in Puerto Rico the last time, and I made my way to California. Yeah, I had a flight to Sacramento. Caught up with a friend there, went to Alvarado Street Brewery for a day to drink this Lloyd Christmas hazy IPA they release once a year. It's an annual thing. Started last year, so we dumb and dumbered it up. Tuxedos on. Made that happen. And yeah, from there I got myself to Wyoming for Christmas time, caught up with the fam, all that good stuff, and then the trip began. So I will get into that. One cool thing you might want to check out on hobolifestyle.com, I just released my 2019 hitchhiking statistics. I'm pretty stoked about this. It's something I've always wanted to compile, and I've always just taken like notes, you know, just loosely written down what rides I've gotten. But in 2019, I decided to diligently put all my rides into a spreadsheet, and including things like the distance traveled, how many rides I got each day, the genders of people who picked me up, how many times I interacted with police, where I slept each night after a day of hitchhiking. So I wound up with all these cool little charts and stats, like longest ride of the year, most rides per day, the percentage of people who pick me up, as far as it's something like 62% of the time I get into a car, there's just one guy in there. So, and then, yeah, statistics as far as when there's multiple guys or one girl or multiple girls or a couple, that sort of thing. All sorts of crazy little statistics that you can look at. Just go to hobolifestyle.com, or you can probably just Google 2019 hitchhiking statistics, Hobo Lifestyle. That'll get you there, too. I'll put it in the show notes as well. But yeah, something I've always wanted to do, and eventually I'm going to go back and go through my notes and put all of it into a spreadsheet from 2007 on up. Don't look for that anytime soon, because it is an insane amount of data entry, so I'll just have to wait for bits and pieces of time where I'm bored enough to do that. But for now, yeah, you got 2019. So let's jump into the story of Hopping and how it came to be and what my last few weeks were like before coming up here to Chico. Good times. All right, Hopping. So this is the first time we did this. So Nick is my friend, Nick Noyes. I've known him since fourth grade. We met in Weston, Connecticut, going to school together. Same grade, all that jazz. And over the years, since I've been traveling, he has been in New York City working in the film industry, usually doing location management and that sort of thing. And every time I see him, he's always talking about maybe getting on the road with me, or one time he talked about maybe just giving me some like GoPros and cameras and filming as much as I could, and a buddy of his would edit things together, make some kind of show out of what I've been doing, because not everyone's out here traveling the way that I am. And finally, a few months ago, I guess it was, we were on the phone, and it was looking like he was going to have some time off, so we decided, hey, let's do it. And let's get beer in the mix. Let's not just make this a show about travel. Let's make it a show about the best craft beer on the planet and craft beer culture and what that means and how it relates to travel. So, yeah, that's basically the premise of the show, is craft beer and alternative travel. And in the case of this season, mostly hitchhiking, almost all hitchhiking. and some couch surfing, staying with friends. That's the concept of the show. We raised a Kickstarter. Some of you might be aware of that. We got the Kickstarter going, raised close to $5,000, a little bit over, but you know, Kickstarter takes their cut. Just enough to get a camera and kind of get this first set of footage out there. And originally it was like, let's just kind of do this and get the footage so we can pitch this to Netflix, Amazon, somebody down the road. But ended up being a little bit bigger than that. So it's definitely going to be its own standalone season for sure. Turned out great. So yeah, on a real low budget, we did something really cool. So yeah, we raised that money. Decided to meet in Las Vegas to kick it off. Nick said he had about 2 or 3 weeks off, and that's what it ended up being, almost exactly 3 weeks. So we started in Vegas. I met him there. He flew in from Chicago, seeing some fam out there. And yeah, got it going. So I'm going to tell you most of what happened, leave a couple things out for the show, and tell you plenty of things that probably won't be in the show. But yeah, day one, Las Vegas. And our brewery there was Abel Baker Brewing. So I reached out ahead of time to some of the better breweries that I could find in each of the locations we were going to. And Abel Baker is a pretty new one. They've been brewing for a long time, but their location has only been open for a few months. So Nick got in that first night, and we were supposed to couch surf with someone, but he kind of flaked on us. He wasn't really answering his phone, and then he'd be here, and then he'd be on the opposite side of town. And we were kind of chasing him between Fremont and the Strip, and got to be like 1 a.m. and if I was on my own, I probably would have kept on the chase or would have just stayed put until the dude settled. But this being Nick's very first time hitchhiking, his first night on the road for the show, he was like, forget this, and got us a hotel room. So it was kind of a weird way to start the show on like a little bit of a dramatic note, I suppose, and not the best way for Nick to jump into couch surfing, but we more than made up for it in Flagstaff. So anyways, we stayed in this hotel for the night, and that had its own little bumps, and the room was double booked. Someone showed up right after us. Someone showed up and very early morning, pounding, wrong door, all that kind of hotel jazz. And we got moving, got some paperwork printed out, and went to Abel Baker, our very first brewery, and man, was it a good one. One of my favorites from the trip, for sure. I kind of expected them to be good, and they met and exceeded that expectation. The owner walked us around, super nice guy, showed us the brewery, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, and then sat down and sampled a bunch of their beers with us. Broke me off with a big bottle of their Imperial Porter, which was my favorite, by the way. Definitely check out their Imperial Porter if you're in Vegas. It's just about 4 blocks from the Stratosphere Hotel. If you're ever in Vegas, they call it the Arts District. But Abel Baker Brewing, phenomenal. And like a lot of other breweries, when he had to go, and we had to keep getting B-roll footage. So that was pretty much our pattern with these breweries, is we would go in, we'd usually tour around with an owner or brewer, some kind of representative, and then second part would be sitting down. Nick would film as I would taste the beers with them, anywhere between 4 and all of the beers in some cases, which is what I usually tried to aim for. And yeah, then the third part we would do is just on our own, Nick and I would go around with our cameras and just get a bunch of B-roll footage, which is like filming close shots of beer pouring, outdoor shots, just stuff to pepper in to make the show a little more interesting when people are talking, wide shots of the tap room, etc. So he took off, we started doing that, and he's like, the whole bar staff knows that you're here, you got an open tab, everything's on me. He's like, help yourself to something from the kitchen. So it was super generous. We played some shuffleboard. We definitely took him up on a lot of those free beers, tried, filled in the gaps, everything we didn't try. Got a big burger or something. Really good food there, too. And, yeah, it was like, let's not get another hotel room tonight, but let's get out of Vegas. So it was late. By late, I just mean dark, I guess. So we hopped, like, the $1, $2 bus or whatever to Boulder City. It's a trick I often do while hitchhiking. If I got a buck or two to spare and I'm in a bad spot, public transit can sometimes get you to the edge of the city. And in this case, like a city over, basically, Boulder City. So we got there. There was a brewery there we were going to check out. It was closed, so we just went to a bar, got some beers, just piling on the beers, basically. Oh, and at Abel Baker, they broke us off with besides the Imperial Porter, a couple 4-packs, so drinking one of those on the bus. Man, beer is so good. Atomic Duck IPA gave us a lot of good beer there. There's a rye that was really delicious. Definitely check it out. So we're drinking a lot of beers at this other spot, and then someone's like, we're going to walk like probably a 2-hour walk to get to this one place where I thought we could camp. And this one guy was like, oh, no one, that balcony is like abandoned. I guess that dude had like stayed there one time after a drunken night. So Nick and I just poached this balcony, and somehow at 1 a.m, a woman did show up who wasn't, I don't know. So she owned the place downstairs or something. And she was a little shocked to see a couple dudes up on the balcony, but we had kind of just gotten there and we were real apologetic and kind of explained our situation, and she was cool with it. I mean, she was, yeah, a little bit frightened, something, but she let us stay there, even tossed us a blanket a little bit reluctantly, and we did that and got up first light in the morning. That way we wouldn't disturb anybody else. Got to walking. And our next destination was Flagstaff, and Nick's first day hitchhiking. So took us a little walking to get to a good spot, but then we got a ride from this woman going to a funeral, actually closer to Phoenix. Nick's first ride ever. She cleared a bunch of room for us. Second ride was this couple. They were on their way to Flagstaff just to go to REI to get some gear, some supplies or something, because they were going to go hiking down in the Grand Canyon and they were going to be there for New Year's Eve. I thought was pretty cool. Just gonna take a sip of coffee here, guys. All right, Chico. So, yeah, that was a second ride, and we got to Flagstaff, had a couch surfing host there. Like I said, totally made up for the dude in Vegas who was just more interested in his Polish girls, apparently, that he was hosting. Whatever, to each their own. Tossed us around, but hopefully it worked out for him, I guess. But yeah, this woman in Flagstaff, super cool. She's done a bunch of traveling herself. And yeah, just welcomed us in. Took us to a brewery that first night. Not one that we filmed at. Just Historic Brewery it was called, I believe. Real nice. Nick loved her. I loved her. It was fun. Like I said, made up for the other couch surfing experience. And that next day was New Year's Eve, the 31st. And we had 2 breweries to film at. So after a lap around town, checking things out, we went to Mother Road Brewing. Good beer there. That's actually one of the few breweries that I had been to. I guess there was a few of all of them that we went to. So Mother Road, same thing there. Walked around, filmed, did the tasting, and then a bunch of B-roll, trying a bunch of their beers. They broke us off with a lot of cans of beer when we left. Which is pretty awesome, even though we're living out of backpacks, carrying all the beer. We found a way. We found a way. Yeah, I think it was like 24 16-ounce cans. Crammed those in my backpack somehow. And then went over to Dark Sky, not too far away from Mother Road. And yeah, awesome beers at Dark Sky as well. A barley wine that had only ever touched oak, never stainless, fermented in oak. So good. Astro Cookie, their stout. That's still Nick's favorite beer the entire trip. A little 9.5% stout with, I think, 20,000 Oreo cookies thrown into it. Amazing. Yeah, it was a really good beer. Not too sweet or anything. Don't let the Oreos throw you off. If you like Oreos, you love it. If you don't like Oreos, you'll still love it. Just a solid, good, full-bodied beer. So same thing there. Walked around, did the tasting, couple flights or something, and yeah, then a bunch of B-roll and just drinking beers. And now we're in the thick of New Year's Eve. At this point, we're getting on 9 o'clock. Nick met this couple, so we both met this couple. They'd come over from Australia. It's a Australian guy and this German girl. They were just traveling. So Flagstaff has this thing called the Pinecone Drop at midnight, and they also do it at 10 p.m., like New York midnight. And it's supposed to be one of the 10 biggest New Year's Eve celebrations on the planet, according to something I read somewhere. And yeah, we went out with this couple and filmed at 10 p.m. And that was kind of nice for Nick and I, just, you know, kind of like the New York New Year's. Watched a drop and then headed back to the brewery. And then Nick went back out there for midnight, and I kicked it with like most of the brewing staff and the bartenders. Just drinking all kinds of their good beer. They made like a Pinecone Drop kind of IPA-ish sort of beer. It's really good. Had that at midnight. Just a blast. and we missed the free bus back to our host's home. She packed it in early that night, but we walked like an hour, got back to her place, and managed to get some sleep that night before hitting the road the next day towards Phoenix. So Phoenix was the most stuff that we did. We hitched down there. Nick got his first ride in the back of a pickup truck and freezing-ass Flagstaff. And then another ride from a... Oh, this is actually kind of a funny one. Two cars stopped. It was like two families, and each of us had to get into a different car. It's Guatemalan families, I guess. And yeah, I guess Nick's ride was pretty quiet. None of them spoke English, and he didn't speak Spanish in that ride. And the girl driving the car I was in spoke perfect English, so chatted with her, got dropped off in Phoenix, and yeah, like I said, Phoenix was busy. We went to three breweries there, caught up with my friend Larry over there, brewed some beer that very first night. We filmed the brewing of it. We ended up brewing on another beer. We brewed a hazy IPA the first night. Another night we brewed a big ass stout, which is going to be delicious. Put some cherry in there, which actually frightened me at first, but tastes really good. The chocolate kind of covers it up and plays together pretty well from what I've tasted so far. It's going to be some brandy-soaked oak on that bad boy. It is going to be delicious. First beers of the new year. Awesome. And we also filmed at a homebrew store. Altogether, we were in Phoenix for like 4 days or something. Filmed at a homebrew store, and then one of the guys from the homebrew store lived real close by, so we went to his place with some other kind of homebrewers and brewed a hazy IPA with them. And apparently that's turned out really well. And all three of those beers are going to be mailed back to Nick, at least like a six-pack or something, or a couple each, whatever it is. And yeah, we're going to do a sampling at Nick's in New York, so I got to hitch my way over there at some point in February, March. Yeah, so there's a lot of that. We went to, yeah, three breweries there over the course of the days. We went to Wilderness Brewing. Good beers there. I went to Beer Research Institute. Real cool guys over there, too. And, yeah, same routine with all these spots. We went to Wren House. And, yeah, all these spots is pretty much the same routine. Walk around the brewery, filming that, do the tasting, film the B-roll, have a few beers after that and during, of course. Quite a few beers. Some of the places offered us food if they had kitchens and stuff too. Various levels of generosity, but everyone was pretty cool. Catching up with some friends in the mix who are in Phoenix. People we hadn't seen in a while. People I see fairly regularly, or at least once every year or three. So yeah, altogether a good time in Phoenix. And that's when we began hauling the growler around. So I was doing this travel fermentation thing that hasn't really been tried in this way that I could find. So took a growler, and that first beer that we brewed at Larry's place, New Year's Day, I filled the growler with that, not all the way, I left some headspace, pitched some Kvike yeast in there, and just let deliciousness occur, sealed it up, and yeah, we traveled with that bad boy to San Diego and up the coast all the way to Sacramento over the next couple weeks. And I had to burp it along the way, our little baby. So while it's fermenting, it's got all this gas coming out. So I had to kind of open the lid a little bit, let a bunch of the gas come out. The first time it kind of splashed a little bit. It's pretty aggressive. And yeah, I'll get into how that turned out. But yeah, carrying that thing around added a little extra weight. Definitely worth it. So Phoenix was our first snag getting out. So my buddy dropped us at this one on-ramp, and we waited for a while and just wasn't really a great ramp to be at, as it turned out. No one was really stopping, and we decided to just start walking on the highway, which state trooper came as we were walking and told us it was illegal to walk on the interstate within the metro limits, which I kind of knew, but you roll the dice. So we rode in the back of this trooper car, and he took us way out of the way. And he's like, oh, you can walk on this road. I think it was called Yuma Road or something like that for anyone who lives in Phoenix. And basically, he put us on this side road where we would have to walk 10, 12 miles to get back to the highway and to the part where he said we could walk on the highway. So that pretty much screwed our day up a little bit, it seemed like. So we walked for a couple hours, and it's a lot of local traffic. So had a thumb out, but no one's really going to give us a ride there. And it got to sunset, and right after the sunset, we were getting some really good footage. You're going to love this footage, all you guys. It turned out really well. Even in the spots where we were stuck, at least like we were getting good sunsets and big fields and whatnot. But yeah, right after sunset, this guy, Jethro Cush, came and stopped. And Jethro Cush does a lot of work with CBD and THC, all kinds of stuff. Copper. He ended up taking us back to his lab at his house and just talked our ear off about the science and his story and all this stuff, and even invited us to stay the night, but we decided to try to keep moving, even though it was dark. So he was about to make like a bunch of mushroom edibles that night. We're like, yeah, let's just try to keep moving. And it's a good thing that we did. We got to a truck stop. There's another hitchhiker there. He was done for the night, but just kind of hanging out, slumped in front of the spot, doing his thing. He might have been trying to panhandle a little bit later, but he wasn't going to hitch till the morning. So we walked to the ramp. And right when we were about to give up, after maybe an hour and just like start walking, find a place to camp, dude going to LA picked us up, cruising. So we were shooting down the highway at a high clip. I think Nick watched him hit 160 miles an hour, just gunning it. And it's not the normal way we'd go to San Diego, but being that it was dark, it was like, all right, let's do it. So we got as far as Beaumont, California, for whatever that's worth. I believe it's on I-15. And walked a little bit, found a place to camp. The next morning, caught some more rides going through beautiful California there. No, so we weren't at the 15 quite yet, but we got to the 15 after several rides. Some dude said he slept only 20 minutes every 2 months. He has some kind of crazy sleep condition that he has to name because he's the only one who has it. He gave us a ride. Another guy gave us a ride and super nice, dropped us off at this spot and then got us burgers, even though Nick's a pescatarian. He couldn't explain that before the guy ordered the burgers, but lucky for Nick, the dude took off, so he didn't have to eat the burger because Nick was like, all right, I'm going to do it. Even though he hasn't eaten a burger in years, he was, just to be polite, he was going to go ahead and do that. It's just a little dog collar in the background, if you heard that. Scratching himself. At this girl's house in Chico. She's at work, so using her space to record this. But yeah, it was a really good burger. It's called Nessie Burger. I think it was I-15 and 76 where they come together. Dude kind of went out of his way to get us there because he's like, oh, it's a busy spot. So I chowed the burger down, stuck the other one in my bag, and we managed to hitch a ride from this guy who is going into San Diego to do the electrical work for Second Chance Brewing. What are the chances we're on a brew tour and get picked up by someone going to a brewery? So, and not only that, we get to North Park, and I call my buddy Sean, and turns out he works 4 blocks away. Had no idea. Just totally lucked out. Sometimes it works out like that. So we met up with Sean, dropped our stuff in his car, and waited for him to get off work by going to a couple breweries, just like homebrewing brewery, making some really good stuff. And then we went to Belching Beaver just to get Nick his peanut butter beer fix. They make a pretty classic peanut butter. Is it a porter or a stout? I don't know. Nick had that one. I grabbed something else. And yeah, San Diego. So in San Diego, we went to 2 official breweries. So besides catching up with my buddy Sean, we and going to some breweries with him, Little Miss Brewery, you know, unofficial brewery visits, I suppose. We went to Border X. Border X was the first brewery we went to. Filmed there. They had some good stuff as well. Kind of like Mexican pride kind of brew, which was funny because there's some confusion when we got there. They like didn't expect us, even though I was on an email with like all of them. So we got toured around by Drew, the only non-Mexican who works there, according to him. So that's like not the best representation of what they're kind of about. But they had an horchata stout, for example. They had a blood orange saison. Bunch of different good beers in there, and they're trying some new and different things, so it's not your typical brewery, but there's still something for everybody flavor wise and just a good vibes there, good outdoor area. I guess they do some live music and different events there, so just like a cool community driven brewery, which is kind of what we were trying to get across in the show, because breweries are not like bars exactly. Like, yeah, you can go in there and like get your drink on, but It's usually a different kind of crowd in a brewery versus a bar. And that's what I love about breweries, and that's why when I get to a city, that's usually my first move. If I can afford to get a couple beers, I'll stop in a brewery and kind of find out what the town's about, find out where I might be able to camp and different stuff going on. I love breweries. I love beer. It is delicious. I just have a coffee right now. I can't wait to go to Secret Trail. Like I said, I'm in Chico. As soon as I'm done recording this, I might not even edit and upload it right away. I might just walk to Secret Trail Brewing. So good. Anyways, we finished up with them, and then I guess it was the next day we went to Modern Times Brewery, the biggest brewery that we went to, for sure. And busy over there, man. Busy. And I guess they haven't let anyone film there in over a couple years or something. So that was kind of cool for us, like, that we were the first ones that they let in to do that. I didn't expect it to be like, there's a lot of people kind of expecting us to and kind of hurrying us along at times, but man, their beer is so good. Like, they had all this barrel aged bliss. Wait until you see the video of their barrel house. It is impressive. So good. So we did the tasting with them, and like I said, just it felt like a little bit rushed because they had some kind of event going on. I wish I had known it was kind of going to be like that. I would have gone back and done it slightly differently. But we, on camera with one of the guys there, tasted their core line of beers, which is real good. But then afterwards, Nick and I recorded ourselves drinking all their, like, gangster beers, like their white stout and their big, big barrel-aged stouts and some of the other delicious stuff they had. They had a, was it basically oak-aged Pilsner, which is kind of insane. Yeah, all kinds of just big moves that they're making there. Their beers are so good. And they just opened up in Oakland. So if you haven't been to Modern Times, like, you have a lot of choices if you're out west. If you just see that one of their bottles in the store, just get it, whatever it is. If it resembles a style that you like at all, it's going to be good. I know they're in Portland, LA, obviously San Diego. They have a couple locations. And they just opened up in Oakland. And I'll get to that. We ended up in Oakland, too. So they only opened, like, a few weeks ago or something. Fresh. So, yeah, that was San Diego in a nutshell. And, yeah, there's a lot more in here, but obviously that's why you gotta watch the show. Check out everything. Talk about all the beers. We'll see how the editing goes. But, yeah, from San Diego, we were gonna go up to LA. And, yeah, at this point, Nick was starting to feel a little bit rushed. Like, Nick handled the whole trip real well. Kind of better than I thought he might. But, yeah, there's still points where, you know, either he wasn't getting enough sleep or just feeling rushed or what have you. And getting to LA, yeah, he's like, let's just, you know, spend a night or two in LA and get moving. So we didn't go to a brewery there, but we caught up with Gary, Nick's friend and our editor. Real good guy. Spent a couple nights with him. We were able to go over some of the footage and talk about what we want the show to look like and all this good stuff. Yeah, that's when I started getting real confident that this is going to be a killer. This is going to be a really, really, really good show, and I'm hoping we can do another season or more. Many, 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 many seasons. Different styles. All right, so many ideas. We might film as soon as this fall again. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, so talking to him was a blast. Staying there in LA. Caught up with another friend while we were there. I managed to sneak away on my own with a friend to get to a brewery, at least McLeod Brewery. So at least hit one brewery there, even if we didn't really film there. And then, yeah, Gary gave us a ride to north of Santa Clarita. There's this McDonald's up there, which is, like, usually the best spot to hitchhike out of, trying to escape LA. Ended up being our longest way to the trip at 5 hours. 5 hours we waited there without a ride. It's brutal. Not too bad. Not too bad. But, yeah, usually get a ride in, like, 20 minutes, you know? Over an hour is kind of pushing it, especially for a spot like that. Because anyone getting on that on-ramp is leaving. I guarantee, like, 80-90% of the people getting on there are going at least as far as, like, Bakersfield or possibly San Francisco, Sacramento. And that's the ride we ended up getting after 5 hours, was this guy and his daughter going up to Sacramento. He makes the drive every week. I guess his daughter is modeling slash acting. Nick talked to her more than I did. Nick was in the back seat talking to her. I was talking to dude. He was also from Guatemala and just hyping me up on Guatemala. Now I really want to go there. So that's going to happen at some point. But yeah, we were on our way to Paso Robles at this point. So they dropped us off halfway to Sacramento, kind of. We managed to hitch our first ride, for Nick anyway, with a 18-wheeler truck. That was awesome. That guy was really nice. So he was actually going further north. So when we hit Paso Robles, he went out of his way, which is pretty cool, in a big truck, and went 6 miles south instead to get us to Barrel House Brewery. And this gets pretty interesting. This is where like some real travel magic kind of happens at Barrel House. So let me preface this with why I chose Barrel House. So we knew we were going to come up the coast to at least the Bay Area and end in Sacramento most likely for the show. So I wanted to find a brewery between LA and there. And I chose Barrel House because years ago, maybe 2014, I want to say it was 2014, I was traveling with this girl down the coast from Monterey, and we wanted to go to Firestone, which is the big brewery there. And it didn't seem like they were open yet. We got there kind of early, got lucky with rides, so we got dropped off at a winery, decided to do some little tasting at Peachy Canyon. And this girl was pouring us wines, we're talking back and forth, obviously we have our backpacks and stuff, and we're like, yeah, we want to go to Firestone, but blah, 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 we're here. So we finished tasting the wines, and we're walking back through the parking lot back to the road to hitch, and this guy rolls up, and it's the boyfriend of the girl who was pouring us wines. He's like, overheard what you guys are saying, and I can give you a ride. So he drove us to Firestone, this guy Ray, and got us a couple rounds of beer there, and then he's like, there's this other place called Barrel House just down the road. Do you want to check it out? So he gave us a ride there, got us a round of beer there as well. Super nice guy. And then he's like, all right, well, I can give you a ride somewhere else, or you can come back with me to the house, and we're going to barbecue with the girlfriend and her mom and whatnot, and you guys can spend the night in one of the spare rooms if you want. So we're like, yes, that option. So that's what we did. Went back, barbecued, drank a bunch of wine, had some beers. We ended up volunteering for the winery the next day. Got paid in wine, like 10 bottles of wine for two people with backpacks. We squeezed it in. We made it work. And yeah, then we went on our way after hanging out with all of them for two or three days. So anyways, it always stuck in my head, Barrel House. Like, that's the spot we should go to. Because even though Firestone is the bigger one, we're kind of trying to stick to smaller-ish breweries. Modern Times obviously being the exception. So anyways, yeah, that's why we went to Barrel House, Nick and I, for the show. So back to the future, or the present. We jump off the truck, we go in there, and we do our typical thing. Like I said, we've been doing it at all the breweries. We met one of the representatives there, super busy. He walked us all around the brewery, then did the tasting up in this employee spot. Really good beers there, too. Just awesome beers. They're Imperial Stout, Curly Wolf, killer. Probably the best beer that I had there. They also had an Oreo beer, a little lower ABV, lower body, but more of an Oreo flavor than the Astro Cookie at Dark Sky. Just a lot of killer beers, even some sours, which is not always my jam, but theirs were really good. So good beer is a good beer. We finish up the tasting, and then it's the part where Nick and I kind of go around independently getting all the B-roll shots. Usually I get behind the bar and get the pour shots, and he gets these other ones. And I walked in the back because they have like a koi pond, and I'm walking back there to get some shots, and then I hear someone say, "Hey, Kenny." And I turn around, and it's Ray. This guy I met five, six years ago that I just mentioned, the guy who picked me and that girl up at the winery and took us to Firestone, invited us back for the barbecue, all that 6 years earlier. And he just happened to be at the brewery that day, happened to recognize me, and holy crap. So I'm like, oh my God. So I kind of stopped the B-roll footage a little short. It's all good. Had a beer with him, caught up. And then he's like, I know the guys at the cidery next door, they're closing, but we could probably go in there and like have a couple drinks while they're closing. So told Nick what I was doing. He finished up what he was doing, grabbed a beer. I went over with Ray next door. And then, yeah, Ray introduced us to a couple over there, and we're drinking these ciders. Nick comes over, and next thing I know, like the couple that he introduced us to is inviting us to stay at their place. And bang, because we're just going to camp. We're just going to, you know, soak in some beers at Barrel House while we still could, and then, yeah, crawl into the woods somewhere. But instead, we're rolling up with this gang up this hill, Right in the vineyards in the morning, we could see exactly how beautiful this spot was. Just gorgeous. Way up there, above Paso Robles, in the hills, vineyards rolling forever. Super cool. We played blow darts all night, like regular darts, but with a blow dart gun. It was fun as hell. Just a big, goofy, awesome night. Crashed up there, and then dude gave us a ride to the coast the next day. Actually dropped us off this Three Stacks Brewery, so we kind of went south a little out of our way, but I'm like, when someone says they're going to drop you at a brewery, you go. So we, yeah, had a beer there, caught just a couple short little rides, watched the sunset over the Pacific, I think it's San Simeon, right on the coast there. And we could have tried to hitch another ride, but I'm like, Nick, this is the most beautiful part of our trip, road and scenery-wise. It would be a complete waste to travel any of it at dark. So he said agreed, and instantly decided to get a hotel room. Wasn't going to fight him on that. Could have probably camped or something, but whatever. Got the hotel room. It was a little bit easier. Got a snack, got some much needed sleep from the last night, you know, still tired for sure, and got moving the next day, and yeah, like I said, beautiful. If you haven't been on the PCH there, it's one of the most beautiful stretches of road in the country, for sure. Some people will say it's number one. It's definitely up there. So we cruised up, actually we did a bit of walking first in the morning, and our first ride came from Highway Patrol. Real friendly dude. Just drove us to the county line, telling us all about his life, basically. I was just literally asking him, like, what do you actually do here on the highway? Like, pretty mellow. So, I don't know. There's some speeders and sometimes telling people they can't camp and stuff, and sometimes letting people go, you know, that kind of thing. He gave us a ride and dropped us off in this spot. He's like, yeah, if you walk in there a few minutes, there's a waterfall. So we're like, all right, we're doing that. So we hiked in, checked out this waterfall real quick, came back out, and then caught a ride from this Belgian guy who was traveling. He was funny, talking shit about American beer, and at first I was like, well, you know, all you're drinking is Budweiser, and I guess he tried something else, but then I found out he'd never even been to a brewery, so I'm like, all right, you don't really, you haven't had any American beer, but I get it, Belgians are proud, their beer is good, but try some beer before you knock it over here. This is easily the best country in the world for beer by a huge margin. Huge margin. I mean, California alone stands up against any country and knocks them over handily. But yeah, Belgian beer is good too. Nothing wrong with Belgian beer. I wrote a chapter in my book about it, Six-Pack of Hitchhiking Stories. Did I just give myself a plug? Yeah. You can get it on Amazon. Six-Pack of Hitchhiking Stories by Kenny Flannery. Yeah, one of the chapters is about going to this West Vlaanderen spot and getting some beer there in Belgium. Anyways, so that guy was going to Santa Cruz. So at that point, we were still aiming for the Bay Area. We had a couple different places we could stay. We were waiting on the green light from a couple different breweries. But we got as far as Morgan Hill after, I believe, another ride. And yeah, it got dark on us, and it looked like it was going to rain, so once again, Nick, even though he brought a tent, decided to get a hotel room. He never used that tent the entire trip. We camped several nights, but not in rainy conditions, so he never had to break it out. But yeah, another hotel room, and at this point, Nick was just like really kind of getting over it. You know, he was still handling himself, but yeah, just kind of ready to get back, ready to be done. So after the night in the hotel, he's like, we're not going to the Bay Area. We're not going to any breweries there. We're going straight to Sacramento, and we'll go to a brewery or two there. So I'm like, all right, fine. Just kind of had to roll with what he wanted to do. It's his schedule, you know. Obviously, I can just roll on forever, but he's got to get back to work and whatnot. So we started hitching, and it was on his radar that there were like $10 bus tickets if we did get a ride to Oakland or San Francisco. So pretty much when we started the day, it was like either try to get directly to Sacramento, but if someone's going to San Francisco or Oakland, we'll go there and get one of these $10 bus tickets. And that ended up being what happened. So we got couple rides, few rides, whatever it was. Yeah, I think we got two rides, and then this one guy was picked us up, and he was going to Dublin, California, and decided to go out of his way to get us to Oakland to the Greyhound bus station. Really nice guy. Chatted us up about all kinds of stuff, and yeah, dropped us off at the Greyhound. Nick threw down for a couple tickets to Sacramento. We had about an hour and a half, 2 hours to kill, and I realized Modern Times was a 15-minute walk away from the Greyhound bus station, the brand-new Modern Times in Oakland. So that's where we went in a hurry. Got there, had a couple beers, and got one for the road to bring back to our buddies in Sacramento. Hopped on the bus, got to Sacramento, caught up with my friends, and that was the final stop on this awesome rambling journey. And yeah, Sacramento, caught up with my friends Aaron and Jess there, had many good beers hanging out with them, and we filmed officially at Device and Burning Barrel, both in the same day. So yeah, same routine. Went to Device first. That was the only brewery that we went to that wasn't open. Like, they open at 3 p.m. or something, and we got there at 12, 1 o'clock. So, yeah, did the whole walk around, did the tasting with the owner there, and then, yeah, he just let us do our thing in the tap room and said, pour whatever beers you need to pour and get whatever B-roll you need to do. So that's what we did. Got some B-roll, poured a bunch of beers for ourselves, did another film session of us drinking some of them. Pretty much taste everything across the board. Good beer there. I'd been there when they were much, much smaller. Maybe 5 years prior. We hit another brewery, Claim Steak, just to have a beer in between breweries, and then got to Burning Barrel, which is one of my favorite breweries, actually, Burning Barrel. Definitely in the Sacramento area. One of my favorites, if not the favorite. So it was really, really cool to get to film with those guys. And yeah, same thing. Walked around their space, and they let us try all their beers. That was really fun. I think they had 13 on tap. So I sat down with one of the owners there and talked about all those beers, all those delicious, good beers. And then he had to split. So we got our B-roll. And once again, he's like, bartenders know you're here. Have whatever beers you want. At a certain point after he left, like, I guess he called in and one of the bartenders was like, yeah, if you want any swag, they said you can help yourself. Just really generous, really nice. A friend of mine stopped in too. She joined us for a couple beers and then we went and got some food and called it a night. And that pretty much wrapped it up. Like, we did some more footage on our own that we had to record, some fill-in footage later, but that was the end of the line for the breweries in the Hopping Show, Season 1. So it was pretty exciting. Nick hung around for another day or so. A flight got delayed to Chicago because of weather or whatever, but then he flew off. And, yeah, I hung around with Aaron. Watched the 49ers game, all that stuff. Plenty more beer. We went to Moonraker. Shout out to them. They make some really good beer, if you like hazy IPAs, anyway. And some good stouts and stuff, too. But hazies is definitely their thing. They had like 7 or 8 or 9 on tap. An insane amount of hazy IPAs. People have flights looking like orange juice over there. Real good spot. And yeah, then I was like, I'm gonna come on up to Chico. But that wraps up the Hopping Show, what it was like. So hope you'll check it out. Definitely get on YouTube and search for Hopping Backpacking Beer Adventure. You'll find it. Put it in the show notes as well. But yeah, let's get to the outro here, and I'll let you know what's going on now and next. All right, Hopping. I am so stoked. It's gonna probably take a couple months to edit. We'll see. Not totally sure, but that'll start coming together, and obviously I'll let you guys know when that starts coming out. I'll probably get some little teaser behind-the-scenes footage up in the meantime. But yeah, check out the YouTube channel there. That's where that's all going to blast off, and obviously if you follow me on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, I'll be giving hints and links and all that stuff along the way. But yeah, like I said, that wrapped up in Sacramento. I spent an extra couple few days with my friends there and then hitchhiked up here to Chico because can't go to Sacramento without coming to Chico. Chico's one of my favorite towns, and it's just about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive north of Sacramento. It's actually a long day hitchhiking, though. I got dropped off, a friend dropped me off at this one ramp, and it just wasn't working out. So I walked long walk over to 65. That wasn't working out. Another long walk, and I didn't end up getting a ride till late under a street light on 65. But they were going to Chico, so kind of lucked out. Didn't have to camp in the rain that night. And yeah, just been catching up with friends, lady friends, people around here. I don't know how much longer I'll spend here. Another day or two, maybe a week, who knows. I've got some friends on the coast I might go try to hang out with. Haven't seen them since Greece, I think. So they are in the state, so I'll see what their deal is. Either go hang with them for a couple days or just catch a beer with them at least. And kind of go from there. I do need to be in New York at some point in the next month or two. Like I said, all those beers that we brewed for the show are going to get mailed to Nick, and we're going to drink them and film that, tasting those beers. And hopefully by then, some of the show is edited enough together, so we'll either call it a wrap party or a premiere party. We'll see how the timing works. But yeah, so for me, that just means I'll probably be sticking around the United States until then. I don't know. I'll just kind of start meandering east at some point here in the next week or three. Might go up to Oregon. Don't really know. Just kind of winging it. It's a good place to be. Just winging it. So that's about it for now. Next episode will be somewhere doing something. No idea. That's the fun of it. But for now, I'm enjoying Chico. Like I said, I'm going to wrap this up and go to Secret Trail. Maybe get a burrito on the way. Just made a little trim money, so I'm not quite in triple digits right now with the old bank account, but I got enough to get a beer and a burrito, I believe. So that's what I'm going to do. All right, you guys, as always, at Hobo Lifestyle, you can follow me all of the places, Instagram, Facebook, and yeah, check out those hitchhiking statistics, 2019, hobolifestyle.com. All right, you guys, have fun, and I will see you down the road. All my shit straight, I'll get my big break.